Germany. International Radio 1.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, this is Chris Moyles, his roly-poly motor-mouth DJ. Is Ik Bin Ein. Next to him is the Comedy Dave.
Yeah, Ik Bin Dave.
Yeah, yeah. It's, thank you, lovely ladies, JK and Joel. It's lovely, no, it's Joel, rough as a badger's bum. Hey, JK, we know, you know, pure and simple, to be good to you.
Ah, hearsay, huh?
Yeah, oui. Then, the Danny hearsay.
Danny is a.
Yeah.
And Shrek.
JK and Danny in big farmhouse, in love nest.
Morning.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Blimey, you sound serious, Jason.
I've got hay fever.
Oh, that's serious.
Is it man flu or hay fever?
No, it's proper job hay fever.
Proper job hay fever?
Yep. You can get some stuff for it, apparently. Which ends in anaise, as I've noticed. Any sort of medication for hay fever ends in anaise.
I thought the weather had changed back in the UK, Jason.
Yeah, but that makes it worse, isn't it? Because it brings everything out when it starts to rain.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
And, as you know, it's always worse in the morning and the evenings.
The mornings are the worst.
Morning.
And Joel, how's she?
She's fine.
You alright, Joel?
I'm good, are you?
Yeah, what did you do last night?
Looked after your girlfriend again.
Did you?
Yeah.
She went out for dinner with a mate of hers, she told me.
Yeah, that was me.
You, Elliot...
Yeah. Just the weekends.
What are you on about?
No, I just love the fact that there's only one place you ever go for a drink, and that's a local pub, and she complains every time and wants to go home. But now she's looking for after-hours orders now.
She wasn't in there again last night, was she?
Yeah, she was in there last night again.
What time?
2:30 this morning.
Shut up. That means you were in there 2:30 this morning, and your show starts at 4.
No, I was on my way to work and saw her sat outside, actually.
Right, so she was sat outside a boozer.
In the rain.
Having a late drink. She was sat outside at 2:30.
Yeah.
Joel, I think the pub you're talking about has a late licence and doesn't serve out of hours.
That's right, Dave.
I think they have a licence till, you know, late doors.
I think Joel's talking rubbish.
Until my credit card gets declined.
Jason?
Yes.
Is he all right today?
I'm not quite sure.
Right.
I thought I was the one that was on antihistamines, but maybe not.
I don't know what he's on. Anyway, boys, when are you going to come out and join us?
I haven't got time.
Technically, you could come out after tomorrow's show.
Now, you see, Thursday, we're flying to Newcastle to do a gig there, and then flying back on the Friday. Then it's Saturday. No, then it'll be Sunday, then it'll be chart. It's just not worth it.
All right, no worries. See you later.
See you, bye.
The Chris Moyles Show. Live from Germany.
International Radio 1. Okay.
You know, Gillian McKeith was due to sing this on X Factor one night.
Was she?
Yeah.
Bad choice.
But she got... I know, it would have been hilarious.
Mm.
Don't you think your girlfriend... Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Mm.
That would have been great. Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me? That would have been wrong. Oh, dear, hang on. 1 second.
That's horrible.
That's better. Something to chew on. Maybe it's horrible, Dominic.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm fine. Just that sounded a bit too colourful for, you know, this time in the morning.
It's only a joke. You all right, Dom?
I'm good.
Good night last night?
Yeah, I'm knackered, actually, but
are
I'm
you?
All right, yeah.
We're a bit tired, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, work all day yesterday.
Mm.
And then we had to, because Matt wanted to get some photos for online.
Oh,
he made us go to, like, this town square and watch the whole Brazil game on a big screen, surrounded by loads of friendly Germans and girls in Brazil shirts, whilst drinking big German-looking beers in them big frothy glasses.
That's terrible.
Oh, and me and Dave were like, we just want to, you know, go to bed.
And read some broadsheets.
Yeah, read The Economist.
Sure.
But Matt's going, no, you've got to do photos, so we had to... Oh, I don't
know. Yeah, planners with hot dogs and stuff.
It's
yeah.
ridiculous. He's very demanding, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Are you okay now, though?
I'm a little bit tired.
Yeah, you sound it.
I'm all right, though, really. Right, Zooton's coming up, and Valerie will play Dave, Make a Move on Me by Joey Negro.
Oh, mega.
Yeah. It's your favourite song.
Oh, yeah.
In the world ever.
Mm.
We'll also tell you what's coming up in today's show and tell you which guests have dramatically dropped out of the show this week. All that coming up after news with Dominic in London and sport with Carrie in Germany. It's 3 minutes past seven.
Another row over release southeast of England. It's now 6 minutes past seven.
Thank you, Dominic. You're great.
Thank you. You are too.
I know. This is the Christmas World Cup song. This is the Christmas World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Christmas World Cup song. This is the Christmas World Cup song. This is the Christmas World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Christmas World Cup song. Oi, 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 oi. Dominic Byrne has got an egghead. He is bored and he's got no hair. And he's not here, he's there.
Freestyle.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say he's wearing no underwear or
you're
something.
In,
how do we know? How
mix,
do we know?
I don't. Is he not, Carrie?
He never does.
I never knew that. I
am the spoiler.
So, what do you want to know about?
What do I know about? What sort of night you had? It sounds like you were being pushed to the limit by Matt. We're having to drink beer and everything.
Yep. Matt made us drink beer last night.
I like this song.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, too.
I tell you what, Dominic, watching the football on a huge screen outdoors is a way forward. It was fantastic last
night. Yeah, I haven't done that yet. We're going to watch the England one in the pub on Thursday, but I might... The problem is they banned big screens in London and Liverpool and now Manchester as well, I think.
Well, that's the difference between the Continentals and us, you see, because the Continentals can watch it on the big screen and have a couple of beers and hot dogs without launching glasses at each other.
I tell you, we spent... Oh, hang on a second. Let's go back for the chorus, shall we? It wasn't until after last night at this big town square.
Yeah.
How many people would you say there was in there? 1,000+, maybe?
Something like that.
All sitting out on tables. Very relaxed. Okay? By the way, this town square is right next to a church.
That's nice.
So you've got a church, then a nice town square, then you've got a big screen at the end, and you've got all these tables. Tables and benches for people to sit down and order their beers. And there's about two or three kind of beery, tiny beer tents, stalls almost, and then a couple of stalls doing food on the other side. And it was so relaxed. And there was some security people there. One of them looked like a Peter Kay character, right? He was a bit fat, but obviously thought he looked muscly. And he had dyed blonde hair.
Nice.
And there was another fella, a security. By the way, they were all wearing T-shirts promoting the company they work for, Samson Security, right? Yes. And the other fella looked like a Hell's Angel.
Yeah.
But like a 65-year-old one.
That's a nice look for him.
And it was so relaxed. And we're all drinking out of glasses. Not plastic glasses. Glass glasses.
That's nice. That sounds... You've painted a lovely picture there.
It was. It was really, really nice, actually. Yeah. Everybody, you know, watching the game together and having a nice time.
But you wouldn't get that in the UK.
No.
I'd like to think you would somewhere. But, you know, as we're doing that last night, we're hearing reports that they're banning our big screens now because it's just too much worry for everybody. You know, and it's just such a shame. It's like, you know, wouldn't that be nice? And it wasn't even a German game last night. It was the Brazil game. And it was, you know, loads of people went, watched the game, had a good time, we drank a few beers, had some hot dogs and chips and went home.
So tonight, Dom, we're going to go and watch Germany-Poland with the German people, which should be fantastic.
That will be a good game, yeah.
A belter.
Absolutely.
I personally can't wait.
Wasn't Ronaldo rubbish last night, though?
Do you think he's fat?
Yeah.
Do you?
For a footballer, yeah. Well, not, yes, he is. He's solid, isn't he?
I wonder though, how much food is he eating if he's that big, bearing in mind he's training every day in the heat in Spain,
true.
How much food can he be getting through?
Whoa!
What was that German band?
I'm sorry about that, that was me. Keep it down, will you? Sorry about that.
Those sausages really didn't agree with you last night.
It's just a... What? Oh, excuse me, Carrie D.
Sorry.
Oh, how dare you even go there, even on a gag. I wasn't the one who went for a run yesterday and was farting all the way around.
I did!
Nice.
Rach, was that you? Did you grasp me up? There was one.
Carrie, just admit to everybody listening that you have a wind problem at the moment, which you can't control.
I'm not the only one. Rach has it too.
Every time she goes for a walk, Dominic, it's like she's got an umpire band coming out of her ass.
Oh, that was once, and
Once.
Once, and Asa didn't even hear it, but I owned up to it because I got so worried that people heard it.
I'm telling you.
Carrie, you're meant to be posh and stuff.
Apparently, we have some audio, apparently, of Carrie farting. That's disgusting. Anyway, let's start the show then, shall we? Here we go. The Chris Moyle Show. It's 12 minutes past seven. There she goes again. Live from Germany. International Radio 1. Morgan. Joey Negro at Radio 1.
Hello.
Go on, do it.
What?
Go on, do it.
Cornwall.
Yeah, you love that, don't you?
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you think I sound Dutch when I do that?
Do it again.
Cornwall.
You need a few more words, really.
Cornwall, make a move.
I suppose a little bit.
Yeah. I don't like the Dutch here, by the way. Have you noticed?
Well, no, because I was saying last night, who would be Germany's big rivals in the football? Like, when we were in Portugal 2 years ago, when they beat Spain, oh, my God, they loved it. That was their big thing. Portugal beat Spain, they were partying the streets. You'd have thought they'd won the whole thing. And I was saying last night, who were Germany's kind of big rivals? Who do they love to beat?
The Dutch.
Yeah.
Don't like them.
I like the Dutch.
I don't know, I like the Dutch. I think they're great people.
I like the Dutch because the Dutch, their English is better than English people.
Mm. I consider us all to be Europeans, though, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice of you. Hands across Europe and all that.
One tribe, one love.
Hands across Europe. It'll be shattered by the time it's done that round trip. Now, Alad, last night we went to the football.
Yes.
Did you... hello? Who's he?
Yes, I did. And I bloody well enjoyed myself, didn't I?
Yes, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved the event. It was a good night. It was really nice. Nice to mix with the locals.
Alad has no interest in football whatsoever. He's here purely for his radio production skills.
I'm not trying to offend anyone with it or anything. I don't go
saying... I think it's nice.
It's just not for me. I sit there and I try and watch and then I see the ball going and I think, yep, still 1-0. And then
for the record as well, he's not going to games and wasting tickets.
No, he's not going to games, you know.
What who's playing last night?
Croatia and Brazil.
Who helped you?
No, I remembered my guide from yesterday. Okay. It was Croatia.
What colour was Croatia in?
They had the white and red Czech kind of look, a bit like a tablecloth type,
sort of gingham, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Almost.
It's kind of like a chef at a children's party.
Yes.
And who scored for Brazil?
Oh, I've no idea.
Oh, it's an easy one.
Is it? Oh, Ronaldo.
No.
No.
It sounds a little bit silly. A funny word.
We have a problem with it in this chalet.
It could,
especially with chappers.
Toilets.
No.
Clothes.
It could be the reason why we're getting through so many toilet rolls on a daily basis because of too much
poo.
You close.
I could go so wrong
just
here.
Tell
help
him.
Me.
Caca.
Caca. Right. Excellent. I heard that mentioned a few times last night, and I kept looking up thinking, "What's caca?" Let's play it. Fine.
The Brazil were caca.
Did you see who we met though? Did you see? Oh, Reese got chatting some locals.
Did he ever?
A group of lads.
Hello, came
over
darling.
And started saying, "Are you English?" And Reese was like, "Yes, yes, yes." And one of the guys said, "The only bit of the UK he's been to is Wales." I was like, "Excellent. Which part?" Aberystwyth.
I know.
In the middle of this town square in Germany.
Alad found himself last night talking to what could only be described as German chavs that looked like they needed a bloody good wash.
I think they're on the website, actually.
Are they?
Picture.
Well, yeah. I've got a photo, if not.
I bet you have. You were making friends. You were chatting with them while Reese was chatting to some German ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to be in a band, you know. Yeah.
And Asa was talking to a guy called Michael.
There was a guy called Michael who was serving us last night. He was very friendly.
Matthew, his name was.
No, sorry, Matthew.
Matthew. Matthew.
Matthew.
It's all good. We were saying this last night after the night. For all this kind of, you know, these German stereotypes and stuff, I've got to change because they are so hospitable and they're so friendly. Mm. We haven't met one, by the two people who run this place where we're staying, we haven't met any miserable German people. Well, it's true, isn't it? Seriously, they're like the German monsters. But we haven't... We haven't met anybody.
What's that coming over the hill? It's a monster.
Yeah, it is. with breakfast that we didn't order. Anyway, that's another story. We'll tell you all about the ins and outs of that when we get home, yeah. And we know we're never coming back.
We're a little bit scared to discuss it in full now, because we're actually broadcasting on outside speakers, which they may or may not be able to hear.
They don't understand a word of English. They come up to me every day, and they speak in German. I don't know what they're saying. And I tell you, the funniest thing is, right, it's the fellow who kind of runs the place, Roland Zeting, or whatever his name. What's his name?
It's not Roland Keating.
I don't know what it is. He comes up, like, let's say there'd be me, Rachel, and Alad, right, chatting away, and he'll come up and go, 99, 99, 99, 99, 99. And people try and sneak away, right? Leaving one of us stood there like a lemon to go, yeah, yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
But I worry that he's just hustling us, and actually he speaks very good English.
I think that too.
Soaking the whole thing in, and actually he speaks, you know, better English than say, Alan.
He's got a wry smile on his face all the time.
I'm going to admit, you know, when I first turned up, he did remind me of a mate of mine from Rotherham, so it could be.
It's a beard, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I love this track. I think this is great. It shouldn't work, but it does. This is Why You Wanna, which is out this week. Nice. Alan, you got a playlist and all that. You understand all these things. Who is this? Is it T.I.? Is that what it is?
T.I.
Yeah, which stands for? Terry.
Ingham.
Ingham, yeah.
Doesn't he work for Five Live?
No, that's...
Wasn't this Crystal Waters?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I hated that.
So did I. Dreadful record.
I loved it. It was an absolutely brilliant record. When it first came out originally, it was on the underground scene.
What, Gypsy Woman? Gypsy Woman.
Gypsy Woman, Lad O'Dea, yeah. When I used to drop it in my sets. Oh, I used to go down a storm. Honestly, the people in Top Shot would quite literally stop what they were buying and just freestyle for a few minutes. Anyway, Why You Want It, it's out this week. 7:27. We're live from Germany all morning. So 10 o'clock, and Joe Wiley's here at 10. Right, Green Day, go. Don't want to be an American idiot. Counting the number of songs, Ben, it's just for you today. Green Day, American Idiot at Radio 1, and we'll play that for you if you're an American Idiot. Fire. Fire. It's a German band, Dave.
Fire.
Fire.
Frog song.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all live... Sorry, I didn't realise my mic was on.
Go sing it.
Something like, we all live hand in hand.
Are you okay?
No.
I think this wind is affecting your brain. You need a big poo. Just get it out of your system.
Caca. Mm. Yeah, caca. Caca. I need some caca. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, right. So, Alad.
Yes.
You know, we've been learning German.
Yes.
We're going to send you out into Germany. If we're here in Germany, we're going to send you out of the protectiveness of the weird Munster-run chalets.
I'm very nervous about this.
And then you're going to go out and you're going to find a shop and you're going to order food and bring it back.
Any preferences where you want me to go?
Like a baker's or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get some bread or something for breakfast.
Don't help him.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Something nice, you know, for breakfast.
Fine, okay.
Mm. A boulangerie is where we'd like you to go.
A croissant.
Something like that. Bread, cakes, all that kind of caper.
Fine.
Donuts. Which...
What's German for donuts?
What's German for donuts?
Berliner.
Berliner. Mm. There you go.
Is it?
Yeah. They make good custard
so
here.
So, ich bin ein Berliner means I'm a donut.
Yeah.
That's what Kennedy said, yeah.
Mm. So, what's a donut?
Ich bin ein Berliner.
No.
No,
just have the Berliner bit. Never mind.
Just get off. Dave will help you once you're out there, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. I'm a donut.
Mm.
Pardon? I'm a donut. Please. No, she's not buying it, Dave. She's not giving me any donuts. I'm a donut. That's what you just said. Anyway, crazy stuff. All right, let's move on. Razorlight and Sugar Babes coming up next. There's news from Dominic at 7:32.
In Northern Ireland. Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Burns.
Susan Murphy lives in Brookfield Gardens in Hoghill.
Hi, I'm Susan Murphy.
She's a big fan of jet skiing, and just like yesterday's One Road Traveller, she also saw Vanessa Feltz in a hotel, which is amazing. Different hotel.
Eating a hotel.
Not eating a hotel. She was in a hotel, but not the same hotel as yesterday.
Probably eating cake.
It was during her thin period as well, apparently, when she was a bit thinner than she is now.
I wouldn't call it thin. I'd call it slightly smaller than she was, but
okay.
Still fat.
Yeah. Brookfield Gardens is very quiet this morning.
And it's goodbye from me.
Susan has a dog called Bruno. Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. It's almost exactly 7:37.
It's just interesting to see and hear the different commentaries from around the world of the different football games. For example, Five Live, BBC Radio Five Live. Mm. You have Alan Green, and you've got Mike Ingham, who's which one of them is meant to be miserable in real life?
I'm not really at liberty to
both.
Say. Just
right.
To get, yeah.
Okay.
Get the engineers to grass them up, not me.
And they do this, you know, and Five Live have this bizarre relay commentary system where one person will start commentating, hand it over to somebody else, and then hand it over to somebody else. And it's all a bit bizarre.
They do like half a half, and then
yeah. I've never really understood that because they can't get tired out, can they?
If they get, I mean, I could understand if one commentator did the left side of the pitch and the other commentator did the right side of the pitch. That would be interesting. I'd enjoy that.
Mm.
But anyways, as you heard in the news, we played the clip from the Brazil game last night. Over here, they have Bill and Ted from the movie playing guitar in the background when there's a goal, which is very exciting.
So yeah.
Should we have a bit more of a listen to that?
A toca da parada, trigando, soltou curto, acelerado, deu jogo para Emerson, sai jogando aqui na direita, tocou para Cafu domina, Ronaldo vai no comando, Kaká vem de trás, Cafu demorou-se um pouco, agora tocou para Kaká, dominou no comando, ajeitou, bateu e que golaço!
Bill and Ted. Excellent!
Totally audacious goal!
Dude,
that's a Brazilian commentary, is it?
Lovely, isn't it?
Then it sounds like it goes through an entire song.
Do they bring their own guitar? How does that work?
I think so, yeah.
Where's that from? Do we know where it's from?
I just got an email this morning because I'd asked people to look out for it for me, so I got an email from the lovely Mark Williams over in the IBC in Munich saying, I've got some stuff for you.
How is the IBC?
Oh, it's like the little main media hub centre thing
something.
For everybody. Yeah.
Irritable bowel, something or other.
Mm. Irritable bowel commando.
Yeah.
Why do you want me to be commando if you had an irritable bowel, would you?
It's very messy.
Thank you very much. All right, so Alan is going out and about to try his German out and try and buy some breakfast and bring it back here. But before he really goes off to do that, it's on tape, just go with it. It's his guide to one of the nations.
And now it's time for Alan's guide to the World Cup nations. Today,
Poland. The country of Poland is in Europe somewhere between Germany, Czechoslovakia and Russia, and used to be behind the Iron Curtain under communist rule before all that stuff was abolished. These days, it's actually nothing like as backward as you might think, and even joined the European Union a couple of years ago, which is why you see a lot more Polish cars over here and more Polish people looking for work. In fact, my friend's cleaner is Polish, I think. Did you know that polar bears originated in Poland and were originally called Poland bears before the name was abbreviated over time as they moved north to escape communism? The currency in Poland is called a zloty, which may sound stupid, but is actually legal tender and accepted in shops and restaurants all over the country. They've got some half-decent players who are familiar to a British audience, such as goalkeeper Zdzisław Dudek, who sits on the bench at Liverpool, and some other guys. And on their day, are capable of beating anybody. So, who knows what this tournament holds in store for them? I, for one, wouldn't write them off, and will be interested to see what sort of fight they put up, as I'm sure they'll all be fired up on a hearty dinner of potato stew, or whatever they eat. Watch this space, Polski fans. So, there you have it. A little introduction to the country we know as Poland. And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup nations.
There you go. There's Alan. God love him. He's out and about. We're going to try and hook up with him a little bit. 7:41. I'm going to play that song especially for Reese, who's our executive producer. who is really missing his lovely lady at the moment. He missed her last night when he was chatting up with them German birds, and he missed her the night before when he had too much to drink and was chatting up with that German fella. I'm only joking, of course. There was no birds involved. Only fellas. Anyway, sugar babes, there. So Alan is gone. We don't know where he is.
He's gone out and about because basically we've been teaching him German in our Learning German feature. So today is the acid test where he's got to go and communicate with the locals in German to see how much he knows.
So we'll be checking in with him shortly, live, and you'll be giving him some German phrases.
Live via satellite. Hopefully he should be in a baker's or something somewhere, and I have some phrases that I want him to communicate to the local baker people.
I bet you anything turns up at a petrol station.
Probably.
Right, you know the prizes are so far. There are lots of great prizes, CDs, and Ride With The Big Dogs, 56 Club Bangers from Westwood. Today we're adding an Embrace England scarf that they left yesterday and a signed copy of their album, This New Day.
Very nice.
All you got to do is tell us who this is. And once again, it is not Chappers, right?
And it's not Grant from Feeder.
08700 100 100. Tell us who it is. You could be winning. Speaking of Embrace, Dave, here they be on Radio 1.
Wow, what a treat for us. You're the first in my bed, feels like they buy me a car. So lift your arms, buy this song, and I get a Mini Cooper. With the world at your feet, there's no one you can't beat. Yes, it can be done. Mini Cooper. With the world at your feet, there's no one.
I decided, by the way, this Mini Cooper, by the way, I said to Danny from Embrace, if they sell 40,000 copies of this single this week, he's going to buy me a car and Mini Cooper. And I decided if I don't get it, my registration plate will be Payola 1.
P-A-Y-0-L-A.
I'm telling you. Embrace World at Your Feet, lovely. In case you missed them on yesterday's show, you can download it from Radio 1 online and have a listen. But to be honest, I wouldn't bother.
I thought it was good.
What?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's gone now. Just leave it alone. Move on. Move
Whenever
on.
I hear that song now, I'm going to imagine us doing the backing vocals out here in our German garden.
Do you know we were singing along yesterday, on Monday night as it was, and we recorded that, the backing vocals. You know, they gave us the lyrics.
Yes.
They were wrong.
I know. A lot of them were wrong.
I know.
Not just one line.
So today's game, Spain versus Ukraine, Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, and Germany versus Poland, in Dortmund, which is Dortmund, by the way, twinned with Leeds.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You see it on the signs.
And there's a Dortmund Square in Leeds.
Is there?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Man. Yeah. Telling you. So that game's today. Now, the guest today, as far as football pundits goes, is Gavin Peacock.
Yep.
So he's going to be talking to us about football later. Our guests on the show tomorrow were meant to be Frank Skinner and David Baddiel, yet they have dramatically pulled out at the last minute.
Is this because they can't be bothered?
No, well, the official reason is the fact that they didn't realise how busy they would be and they just don't have enough hours in the day to be able to get here.
And they probably only found this out like 24 hours before broadcast or something, you know.
However, one of the people with Frank and Dave, while they're out here doing the podcast and going to the games there with him, one of their people phoned us to find out, they heard a rumour that we've been slagging David Baddiel off. So we put him straight and said, no, it wasn't like that at all. We're just saying that behind the scenes it's very quiet, and then he comes to life in the air, or whatever the hell we said, I can't even remember. So, weirdly, since that phone call, they now don't have time. They had time the other day.
But now they
now
don't.
Now they don't. So, in other words, it looks to me like David Baddiel has got the arse and he doesn't want to come and do the show. Which is a shame.
No great loss.
Well, no, I think it is, because I like Baddiel and Skinner. I think they're funny when they come and do our show. Yeah, you don't, though, do you?
Not a huge fan, though.
See, I am. I really like them, and I'm a fan of their work, and I want to get them on the show. But, you know, if they can't be asked to come on the show...
Stuff them.
But it's just such a lame excuse. All of a sudden, right, with, like, 24 hours to go, they realise that they don't have enough time or they're really busy. You know, it just really pees me off. So, but anyway, apparently Frank is well, we got an email from their agents, people, right, saying that what do you think word they used, right? They are something that they can't do your show.
Disappointed.
Devastated was the word. Oh, was it? What?
Mortified.
Mortified.
That's even bigger.
And Frank is really upset because he also has a chat show and knows what it's like to pull out of a show. So, therefore, you know, is there any way we can do it on the phone or anything like that? Da, 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 da. Just get here. Just get in the car and get here and do the show like you agreed. What's the problem?
I even sent them a map. They even sent them a map of directions, everything.
Well, there you go. If that doesn't swing it, I don't know what will, Rachel.
And I told them we've got lots of flowers, fields, horses.
Oh, that'll swing it.
I'm in the middle of a rant trying to get them on the show, and you... I sent them a map and we have horses.
Well, I was organising it.
That's not going to... Look, if you want them to come, tell them you've organised women. That's the way to do it. You've organised some women who are not very picky, and they're grateful. So, you know, that not a problem. We won't say anything. Say no more and all that. I'll tell you what, Skinner will be here like a...
Rat up a drainpipe. Possibly.
So anyway, so what a shame they're not going to come on the show. So the bottom line of that is we have a gap to fill. So if there's anybody famous who's listening to the show who wants to come on the show tomorrow, you are more than welcome. Contact Rachel Jones, the producer of the show, and if we like you, then you'll be on the show tomorrow. Plug in whatever the hell you want to
plug. We'll send you a map.
Yeah.
And in the worlds of Aletta Adams, get here if you can.
Yeah. And just to kind of sway you a little bit more, there's horses.
Take my money. Well, I'm in need.
3 minutes to eight.
Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed.
A gold digger.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
Way over time.
Way over time. That digs on me.
Kanye. That's a radio version. Yeah.
This is now becoming almost our soundtrack out here because executive producer Reese has got this in his car constantly. Do you only have one CD in there?
He's got
Wolf Mother.
It's weird you should say Wolf Mother. We're playing them in the next half hour of the show.
Yes.
We're not really, obviously. You go out to
eat, you can't pay. Wolf Mother.
Anyway, Gold Digger Kanye West, lovely. Oakenfold, Brittany Murphy coming up for real. For real.
Hey, for real.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No diggity. Good Charlotte coming up next as well. Let's get some news from Dominic in London. Some sport from Carrie in Germany. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Anger over the early...
I think in Brazil is...
Can you just stop it? Can you stop it after happened for me, please?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You ready?
So, apparently, Reese, you know, last night in the town square was chatting to the German ladies. Not yet. Right?
Yeah.
And anyway, he went, at one point, he disappeared behind the hot dog stand.
This is the longest setup to a 4-second clip ever.
Anyway, we spoke to her afterwards and we asked her how it was.
Very boring. Nothing happened.
There you go. You see that thing we did? What's the next bit? Play the next bit, see if there's anything in there.
I think in Brazil is so-so.
So-so.
Don't play very well.
I think that could be more aggressive.
More what?
Aggressive.
Aggressive. Aggressive.
I'm more concerned about the fella who says he's Brazilian was very sore.
Yes,
that's what it's all about.
It's a worry, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. Mm. Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire and all the weakest thing? Causes to be won and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff. Job CDs or office stuff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our Celebrity Tarzan, Celebrity Tarzan. Morning, Laura.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. You're Laura Webster.
Yes.
From Shefford.
Yeah.
Which is Bedfordshire.
Yeah, it is.
You're a trainee optician.
Yeah.
So, did you want to be an optician when you were younger, when you used to sit and dream?
No, I wanted to be a vet, and then I found out that opticians earn as much, so...
Right.
And you don't have to deal with animals.
Exactly! Mm. 9-to-5 job, it's great.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just, at the age of 23, I just think you could aim a bit higher.
I could, but it's...
Like traffic warden.
I think optician is a good profession. I go to the opticians.
Yeah, see, I don't, you see, because I've got perfect eyesight.
You see, I don't, and I have contact lenses and
glasses. I'm over here. I see what you're saying. See what I did there, Dave? See what I did there. Hey, stop that, you'll go blind. I'm over here, Dad. I love that joke. Anyway, so what time do you start work?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, all right. So that's not too bad. Are you all ready to go?
I work about 2 minutes away from my house.
Oh, perfect. Are you all showered and dressed?
No.
Are you in your PJs?
Yes.
Are you really wearing pajamas?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says here that your boyfriend Ben has been watching the football all day, every day.
Yes, sir, I think it's terrible.
You do?
Yeah.
Well,
do you not like football then, Laura?
I don't mind football and I don't mind when it's England, but when it's everyone else, come on.
It's just getting, it's a bit too much, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you think they should have, like, a day off from games?
Yes.
You know, so, because there's games every day. Do you think that's too much?
Yeah.
And there doesn't need to be so many teams involved, should there?
No.
Should maybe get it down to 8?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
There you go.
Would you just get rid of, like, Spain and Ukraine and stuff like that, because it's not really important?
Yeah, just keeping teams like Trinidad and Tobago England.
Okay.
So, yeah, keeping Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
So keeping all the rubbish teams and England.
Yeah.
Right, that'd okay. Well, that's certainly an interesting point. Anyway, I better move on before I drop off. Hang on a second. Celebrity Tarzan. Here it be. So, good prizes then. Albums from Orson and the Zootons and The Feeling and Embrace and the scarf as well that they left here yesterday. Laura Webster, yes. Tell me, who is today's Celebrity Tarzan?
Chris, today I think Celebrity Tarzan is Simon Cowell.
What?
Cowell?
Yeah.
Are you having a laugh?
Why not?
Do you think this is Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
For a start, it doesn't sound anything like him. Secondly, he'd never do it.
Well, you know, you might have made friends.
Now, do you think by me being so negative about your answer that I'm actually double bluffing you and it's right?
No, not at all, actually.
Yeah. You'd be right with that assumption. There you go. Anyway, sorry about that.
No problem.
Listen,
Chris.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So no one won our silly game. So listen in tomorrow and we'll do it again. If you think you know, come on and have a go. To see if you can win Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Right, 9 minutes past 8. Good morning. And the sun is shining. It's very blue skies here in Germany. It's 9 minutes past 9 here. It's 9 minutes past 8 where you are. And unless you're listening on tape or something, and I have no idea what the hell time is. It really is hard work, you know, and not a holiday. We bust our asses round the clock with no free time to play. We're doing this for you, but we don't mind the sacrifice. Let's hope we bring the World Cup home, because that would be quite nice. If we don't win, we'll steal it. The Chris Moyle Show. Live from Germany. International Radio 1. Simon Cowell, apparently. Never had a
meeting. Doesn't sound like him, though, does it?
Me.
He's too cool for all that.
If anything, sounds more like Sharon Osbourne, to be fair. I'm so sad. I can't hear that song without singing Colin Murray all the way through it. You know what I mean?
Girls don't like cars, girls love Colin Murray.
But there's no song which has a line in it which sounds like Chris Moyles.
No.
You know, unless there's some Jewish song about a Moyle.
He's a circumcisionist, isn't he?
Circumcisionist. Yeah. Anyway. Dominic.
Hello.
You have something for us, I believe.
Yes, I do.
What we call in the industry is a tease.
Yeah. Well, most people will be interviewing famous people about football.
Yes.
But we have our own celebrity who can talk to us about a certain team in the World Cup.
Right.
You ready?
Yep.
Hi, this is Michel de Kleiner. Tune up later to hear about my comments on the Togo team.
Yes!
Hey, well done,
Togo
Tommy.
Action with Michelle.
Michelle the cleaner.
Yeah. He's from Togo, obviously.
He is indeed, yeah.
As I found out the other week.
Do you want to tell that story, Dave, or not?
Well, go on.
Well, the thing was that when we'd done our big sweepstake, you know, when you got Paraguay and stuff like that, and yeah. I think Rachel got Ivory Coast and Joe Wiley Ghana, and I came in and I was annoyed because I'd had to pick out Colin Murray's team because he couldn't be bothered to turn up, and I picked out Brazil for him, and I'm telling this story in the studio with Michelle the Cleaner's there, and I'm saying, and I picked out somewhere rubbish like Togo, and it turns out that he is from Togo and was there at the time.
For the last 2 years, Dave thought he was French.
He is French. Well, he's French-speaking because it's French colony, isn't it? French former colony.
But, yeah, so he's from Togo. Can we hear Michelle the Cleaner again?
Yes, you can.
Hi, this is Michelle the Cleaner. Tune up later to hear about my comments on the Togo team.
So you've got to tune up later for that, right?
Yeah, well, I'll be tuning up. If I'm tuning up right now.
It's a very in-depth chat we had. I had to break him away from his hoovering on the third floor.
Right. Well, we'll chat with him in a bit. Thanks, Dominic.
Thank you.
It's almost 8:19 in the morning.
Yeah, hi, this is Helmut Herr, and now it is time for Learning German.
OK, let me explain the situation then for those of you. If you're in your car on your way to work or you're lying in bed still, whatever. I am sitting in a chalet in the living room area with a radio desk in front of me, right, and a load of controls. Opposite me, over the couch, if you pardon the expression, is Richard Earle, our engineer, who's got the most amazing amount of kit and wires and everything. We have made the chalet into a radio studio. It's brilliant. We are in the middle of nowhere. We are about an hour, 45 minutes east of Stuttgart, right? Stuttgart, right?
And we're about 2 hours from Munich as well, I think. Yeah. We're sort of somewhere around there.
So we really are in the middle of nowhere. The nearest town we can go to for a few drinks is about a 15, 20-minute drive away. We really are in the middle of nowhere. Now, we've also sent Allard out to that town to try and buy some things. So he's got a little satellite transmitter. Mm-hmm. So, fingers crossed, through the wonders of amazing technology, wherever you're listening around the UK, we can now speak to Allard. Good morning, Allard.
Guten Tag. Hello.
Yeah.
Now, let me also stress that there'll be a satellite delay between Allard hearing me and Allard talking. Let's count the seconds, Dave. Hello, Allard.
Hello, Chris.
2 seconds.
It's not too bad. It's all right.
It's not too bad.
So
I have to say this is quite a busy little place that I've come to.
Yeah, sounds it.
So describe the scene then, Alan. Where exactly are you?
Well, I've found a bakery called Scholl's Backstube.
Right.
And we're outside now, and I've found this lady in front of me called Frau Hagmann, who's a lovely lady who speaks absolutely no English, and I am actually extremely nervous about this feature because I speak absolutely no German.
Okay, well, listen, this is where we're going to help. This is Learning German. I will hand you over to Frère Dave, or whatever it is, and Dave will take it from here. Just follow Dave's lead, and you, I can guarantee you will be walking out of there with something. If not bread, it could be a slap. So, Dave, it's all yours.
Allard, listen very carefully. I shall say this only once. Okay, what you need to do with Fraug, or whatever her name is set up the fact that your German isn't very good, so you want her to be kind for you. So repeat this after me, okay? Guten Morgen, komme ich aus Wales, gefälle. So entschuldigen, mein Deutsch sprechen, das Abfall sein konnte.
Could you do that again?
Yeah, can we do it bit by bit?
Can you do it in half?
Yeah. Guten Morgen, komme ich aus Wales.
Guten Morgen, komme ich aus Wales.
Gefälle. So, entschuldigung, mein deutsches Sprechen, das Abfall sein konnte.
Gefälle, so, and in mein Deutsch Sprechen, das Abfall sein konnte.
Yeah, that's not, it's not, okay. Just
move on. Okay. Heute erlerne ich Deutsch.
Was darf ich sagen?
Heute erlerne ich Deutsch.
No,
Deutsch.
Deutsch is German.
Deutsch.
Heute erlerne ich Deutsch.
Heute erlerne ich Deutsch.
Does she understand?
Heute erlerne ich Deutsch.
She's saying yes.
That means
that's good.
Today I am learning German.
Yes.
Today I'm learning German.
Good.
So you're there. Okay, right. So what we want you to do, Allard, is because it's a baker's, we want you to bring us back some breakfast because we haven't got anything here at the moment.
Do the line, Dave. Do the line.
Haben Sie große Babs?
Haben Sie große Babs?
Ja, ich habe eine große Tasche.
Yeah, she has big baps.
Do you have big baps?
Wicked.
Haben Sie große baps? Okay.
Allard, you just asked the woman if she has big baps.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Auch ich möchte etwas sehr lang wie ein französischer Stock.
Can I do it in bits?
Yeah.
Auch ich möchte...
Auch ich möchte
etwas sehr lang wie ein französischer Stock.
Etwas sehr lang wie ein weißer Stock.
Ein langes Baguette?
Oh, yes!
Yeah,
I got that.
It's a French stick.
What did I say?
Brilliant. You said, I would like Excellent. Something very long, like a French stick.
Brilliant. This Fantastic, is work. This yes. is working a treat, Alet. Okay. Right, okay. We want something sweet as well from Fraug. Okay?
Okay.
Rucksicktiger, house in Wales.
Rucksicktiger, house in Wales.
Lieber ich Kuchen.
Lieber ich Kuchen.
Haben Sie nette Kuchen für mich?
Haben Sie net Kuchen für mich?
Viele verschiedene Kuchen.
Well, this is
yeah.
This is good. Do you know? Do you know what you asked for?
You said, Alan, back home in Wales, I love cakes. Do you have nice cakes for me?
Excellent.
And she does, clearly.
It's going well. This
big
is going
baps
really
and
well,
cakes.
Actually.
So far, Alan, okay. you have got some big baps coming your way, a French stick,
yes.
and nice cakes.
Yes. Brilliant.
All right, okay. Let's keep going then,
okay, okay. Well, you're going to have to do this in bits, Alad.
Yeah.
Okay. Ich würde...
Ich würde...
sich das backen ein harter Job wie meine ist.
Ich backen ein... What was it?
Sich das backen ein harter Job wie meine ist.
Sie bach heiden war der... Baben und ich.
Welche Zeit Sie aufstehen morgens vorstellen?
Welche Zeit aufstehen morgen vorstellen?
What's she saying?
5 Uhr. Um 5 Uhr?
From four.
She's working. It's working. What you just said there, Alex. I would imagine that baking is a hard job like mine. What time do you get up in the morning?
4 o'clock.
Yeah, you
there
see?
You go, see?
Communication.
All right, so listen.
This is fantastic.
We want to get these cakes and get you out of there
okay.
before you get arrested.
All right, so we need to find out how much you need to pay, okay? So pay attention.
Okay.
In bits, Alad, okay. repeat after me. Was ist die Kosten meiner Brot?
Was ist die Kosten meiner Brot?
Und Kuchen bitte zusammen.
Und Kuchen, Bitter und Simon.
No, Zusammen, not und Simon.
Simon.
Okay.
Zusammen.
What?
Do that again, in bits.
Okay.
Was ist die Kosten?
Was ist die Kosten?
Meine Brot und Kuchen.
Meine Brot der Kuchen.
Bitter zusammen.
Bitter zusammen.
6,80 €.
6 €.
6,18 €.
It's euro, she's saying. It's a currency, Alice.
Yeah, 6 euros something, I think she said. What?
Can I, again?
6,80 €, we believe.
6,80 €.
There you go.
80. Okay.
6,80 €, brilliant.
So, say thank
brilliant.
You and goodbye,
that.
Okay? Repeat after me, Alice.
What, thank you? Okay, yeah.
Listen. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss, Adi.
Hey! Alan, you haven't paid...
I haven't paid. I've got right. 10 euros here. Hang on.
Right, do you give her the money?
What, thank you?
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Yeah.
She's looking really strange at me. I've given her the money.
Okay,
I don't think she actually knows I want these things.
Right, no, you do what you want. By the way, don't forget, is it Berliner? Is donut?
Yeah.
Just say Berliner to her.
What was it?
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Ich bin eine Deutsche.
I'm a donut. I'm German. Brilliant.
I am
what
a donut.
Can I have a donut?
Ich möchte ein Berliner, bitte.
Ich möchte ein Berliner, bitte.
85 Cent, ein
Berliner. Yeah, I'm bored now.
Yeah.
This is actually
pull out.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what?
I'll see you soon.
We want
I'll
donuts.
Bring it back with me.
Donuts and cakes and baps.
Will do.
All right. Thank you very much. Well done, Alan.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah, there you go.
Needs some work, doesn't he?
Yes. However, if he comes back with donuts, I'll be very happy, so that's all right.
The bottom line is he's communicating. She understood what he meant.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the secret of language.
Because your German lessons are getting stronger and stronger, Dave.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, 8:27. Well, as Jimmy Talbot may say, there's a difference of opinion here. Rachel has gone with, this is a great record, she loves it. On the other side of that, me and Reese think this is pants.
I like it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Sounds like 80s Euro crap.
Sounds a bit Daft Punk to me.
No, it doesn't. Daft Punk is brilliant. This is pants. It's like poor man's Daft Punk. Shut up, you're not bloody friends of mine. You know what I mean? We are your friends. Shut up. Shove it. Right, anyway, it was a bit painful with Allard in the bakeries, but hopefully we should be getting something out of it. He did the highlights for that, were him saying to the woman, do you have big baps? And then right at the end of it all saying, I am a donut.
She said, I'm German.
So that was funny. So we'll do it again, right? We'll send him out again. We're moving to a different part of Germany for Monday's show.
So. And not telling Allard where we're going.
Yeah, so that'll be an interesting conversation there. Gavin Peacock is going to be talking to us later on this morning. We'll find out his views on the football so far and the games that are coming up. Also, the big interview between Dominic Byrne and Michelle the Cleaner. Hello, this is Michelle the Cleaner. Tune up for interview with me.
Hi, this is Michelle the Cleaner. Tune up later to hear about my comments on the Togo team.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll do that after the news. It's just gone 8:30.
And the weather is going to be wet for most places across the UK, but it should get brighter later. Beep, beep, new and improved. One more travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. We're in Hoghill this morning on One Road Travel.
Hi, I'm Susan Murphy.
Susan Murphy lives in Brookfield Gardens. She's not watching the World Cup at the moment because football's boring, apparently. Brookfield Gardens is busier now than it was before. As well as seeing Vanessa Feltz in a hotel, she also saw Liam Neeson at a hotel as well. Wow. She sounds like a stalker.
And it's goodbye from me.
For legal reasons, she's probably not. More at 9:30. Beep, beep, new and improved. One more
travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. Hi, this is Michelle the Cleaner. Tune up later to hear about my comments on the Togo team.
It's 8:36.
So when are we going to hear that interview now?
You can do whenever you want, yeah.
What music would you like to accompany?
Well, do you know what? He is very passionate, obviously, about his team, right, as we are about
and
our teams.
And hoovering.
Yeah, and hoovering, yeah. So Togo,
polishing.
He's a very proud Togoan.
Right.
If that's the right wording. So I don't know, something like this would be nice, something...
Okay.
Moving.
Right, well, we're playing this.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so I asked him what he made of the performance.
Well, introduce it first, okay, for the new people who just tuned in.
Okay, Michelle the Cleaner comes from Togo, and he's a very proud Togoan man, and he isn't very happy this morning because his team lost 2-1 last night to South Korea. So I asked him what he made of the game last night. It's Michelle the Cleaner.
The game was quite good, above average. I'll say 55 or 60%. The Togo team, I was quite amazed because even though I come from there, I was expecting them to be, you know, wiped off by the Koreans about 4-0, about 5-0.
So who's the main man for Togo at the moment?
The main man, the most known player, is Adebayo, player for Arsenal. But yesterday he was quite rubbish. For me, he was quite rubbish because at the time we were down to 10 men, he supposed as midfielder itself. Mm. Was a midfielder that the French coach, I think Didier Deschamps at Monaco, tenure as a striker. He was a midfielder before, so he should have come back and help the midfield. So he just stay out from there walking. I don't know why.
Mm. You play this backwards.
There you go.
You play this backwards.
There you go.
Is there any more? Is that it?
No, that's it.
Yep.
If Togo's form improves, Dominic,
yeah,
do you think Michelle the Cleaner will be celebrating by holding a Togo party?
Forget whether or not Togo's performance improves. Let's hope that Michelle's English improves. I couldn't really work out then. I heard the word rubbish.
Yeah.
And coriander.
Yeah. Right at the beginning. Play the beginning bit again.
Okay.
The game was quite good, above average. I'll say 55 or 60%. Mm, the Togo team, I was quite amazed because even though I come from there, I was expecting them to be, you know, wiped off My Koreans about Korean. 4.5
million. Wapo is the main man.
Maybe they're the strikers, Wapo and Coriander.
Yeah. Wapo, Coriander, goal! David Hasselhoff, ladies and gentlemen.
So I think we should check in with Michelle after every Togo game just to see,
yeah,
you know.
Do you know what? You can check in with him about any game.
Yeah.
You have my permission. Any game you want.
Okay. Do you know, in many ways, he's more entertaining than Gary Lineker.
I agree.
In every way, he's more entertaining than Gary Lineker. And more excited.
And he knows his stuff as well, doesn't
he? Well, yeah, of course. He's a big football fan. He's an Arsenal fan.
He is. Coriander aside, he does know his stuff.
And Wapo.
Yeah.
Wapo. Coriander. David Hasselhoff. Goal! Anyway, thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle the Cleaner.
Hi, it's Michelle the Cleaner. Yeah.
It's 8:39 at Radio 1. Here's a record you all love. Nice to hear that again. It's the Gorillaz at Radio 1. It's 8:47. Guten Morgen. Radio 1. Now, as you may be aware, BBC Sport have sent over every single person they've ever employed to watch football and tell us how great it is. It's a hard job, but many millions of people have to do it. So let's speak to today's lucky, lucky man. Good morning, Gavin Peacock.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Enjoying it very much.
Where are you?
I'm in Berlin, at the main hotel. And it's absolutely superb. The weather's amazing, and there is a buzz around this city like you've never known.
Gavin, outside of watching matches and doing all the commentary and analysis and stuff, have you been able to play any golf with the fellow pundits?
Do you know what? I don't think I'm good enough.
Are you not?
Really? I think proper golfers, those lot.
Because you can tell how much golf they've been playing on a nightly basis by the deepening of their tan.
Suntan,
every time we watch on, you know, with that whole shot of them at the Brandenburg Gate, they're just getting darker and darker.
Well, they do discuss the game and tactics and, you know, what they could have done better on the show the night before and all that. It's very professional, you know.
Apparently. I heard there was a buzz going on in the hotel last night because many people didn't believe it, but it's true. Apparently Mark Bright put his hand in his pocket and bought a round.
No, it's not true. Right. That never happened.
Negative.
Never happened.
He sent a text. We were in a little town square last night in the middle of nowhere watching the game on a big screen with about 1,000 Germans. All nice and relaxed. It was very, very civilised. And Mark Bright sent me a text. He was staying in some posh hotel in Berlin, right?
Yeah.
We ordered 8 beers, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And a vodka and orange and a wine or something
about
like that.
About 15 right? euros or something, wasn't it? All in.
And just as I'm paying, I got a text from Mark Bright going, bloody hell, I've just been charged 12 euros for a glass of wine.
No, he will put his hands in his pocket, but he just keeps them there.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think of the tournament so far?
Yeah, I think it's been good. You know, I think that we often in the group stages, you will see some quite a lot of dull games. We've seen one or two. I think the France-Switzerland game wasn't the best.
No,
as a spectacle. But we've seen some good goals, some excellent play, and what happens is that the teams want to get an early win in, and then they start to develop and get better and better, and of course when you get to the knockout stages, that's when you see the real flair emerging. But I think we've seen some really good games and one or two other teams that have caught the eye as well.
So who's impressed you?
Well, I did the commentary on the Czech Republic USA game, which was one of our live games, and they really impressed me. The Czechs have got a great blend, you know, of fantastic individuals, good attacking play, good flowing football, but they can defend as well. So they really impressed me. I think the Argentinians, yes. The Brazilians didn't hit the heights yesterday, but they're going to be thereabouts. And, you know, I'm still positive about ourselves. I think, you know, we did what we needed to do to win the game, and I think we will improve.
So what do they need to worry about with regards to Trinidad and Tobago tomorrow, Gavin?
Well, again, I've seen them play. I commentated on their magnificent performance against Sweden. Now, they did surprise me with their togetherness. And
they're not Jamaica, are they? They're better than that.
They are. They're very organised. They've got Leo Beenhakker is their manager, very experienced manager, very shrewd. They've got a lot of speed in the side. They're athletic, but I think the way to get at them is to play quick football through their midfield, mm-hmm. and to get down the sides of the centre halves. You know, movement is the key for us. If we've got good movement, we've got players running into space from midfield, the likes of Gerrard and Lampard are getting in those holes, Joe Cole as well. I think we've just got too many players to cause them problems.
Are you in agreement with us that they shouldn't play Wayne Rooney?
Yeah, I think that Wayne needs to be nurtured along. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the further, and of course, for himself as well, he's young and he just wants to be in there, and he's built like a bull, isn't he? And he just wants to get back in. Of course, with the nation urging him on as well, he will feel that urgency to do it. But got to be very careful. I would still say second phase definitely start to introduce him then.
If at all, in fact, you know, because the problem is that if he's still carrying an injury when he goes in, you know, he could actually do a lot more damage and put himself out for a lot longer.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, there is a big difference from training and feeling great in training to playing world-class, top-level football in the World Cup. There is, without a shadow of a doubt. So there is that other level, and you can think you're all right. You can think, yeah, I feel quite good. Lungs-wise, I'm good. Legs-wise, I feel good. But then when you get out there, you just drain. So it's important that I think he'll play a part, that's for sure, as long as we can keep going. I think we need to be very careful with him. And there are, you know, Michael Owen's still trying to find his fitness as well, which is a bit of a concern for me. And the way we play against Trinidad will be very, very interesting. I wonder if he will persist with Michael at the moment. I think he will. I think he'll go for two up front. But I think there's a case to be said for playing Peter Crouch up there on his own and actually playing maybe a Michael Carrick as a holding midfielder and then pushing Lampard and Gerrard on, almost like just off of the front. They're the ones that are going to get us goals. And the thing is, well, with this ball, it's so light. If you're a good striker of the ball like we've got from midfield, as we've seen with Rosicky, the Czech Republic player, Kaká, last night, well, the goal's coming from those areas.
We found that as well, Gavin, because we've got a similar ball here at our chalet. And Reese, our executive producer, found it very light yesterday when he launched it into the house about three or four chalets down from us and then had to go and ask the German lady if he could have his ball back.
Did he get it?
Yeah, he did, eventually.
Yeah, the translation was a bit ropey. Yeah. She almost slapped him, but eventually
Haben Sie mein Ball bitte, Fraulein, or something like that. Anyway, she gave it him back.
So, Gavin, you are here working. It's not a holiday, it's work. What are you working on today?
Right, today I'll be doing Match of the Day highlights. So it's a case of keeping across all the games as they're coming in, and then you're making your notes on the games, you're putting together what you think would be good to show as the edit, as the highlights in the evening, and then of course we're going on air quite late at night, and of course we're an hour ahead, so we're not finishing work till whatever, 2 a.m. So.
Any golf today?
No golf for me. It'd be pure head down. I'm going out for a run with Motti in a minute.
Oh, yeah?
No, you're not.
I am. He's my pace man. We're going down to the Brandenburg Gate and into the park, round the park, and if he beats me, I've got to be struggling.
He's very fit, though. He's a good little runner, Motti, though.
I hear that. And,
get out of my way! I'm having a run!
Yeah, be plenty of commentary on the way, I'm sure.
I would love to hear and see that. That should be... Do you know what? Can't you stick a camera out and film that for tonight?
It'd be good, wouldn't it? I'll take
Gavin
my
Peacock and Motti.
Match of the Day highlights.
Welcome to Match of the Day. I'm running with Gavin Peacock. So, Gavin... God, I'm absolutely bloody knackered. Listen, Gavin, thanks very much, pal. Have a great time. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, before the whole
all
thing
right,
finishes.
It's a pleasure. Take care.
Gavin Peacock, ladies and gentlemen. I love him. It's 11:55 tonight. World Cup Match of the Day. Highlights from the games. If you're in tonight, 7:30 BBC One is German versus Poland, live from Dortmund. Don't forget, you've got all the games on Radio 5 Live as well. So it's very, very busy. And look who's just walked in. It's Allard with the buns and cakes. Allard went off to... Now, you should have a French stick, some baps and some cakes. What do you have in your hand?
In my hand, I found some extra stuff.
Oh.
They do cheesecakes.
Do they?
I bought some cheesecakes as well.
The cake de cheese.
That's the long...
That's the baguette. That's the French stick.
That was on your list. Big this, baps.
This is the baps.
Nice.
Big baps. And they are big baps.
They are big baps.
Hold them, Rachel, will you?
If you put one either side of Rachel's head, she'll look like Princess Leia.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh!
10 Berliners.
Nice. Yay! Donut o'clock.
There you go. Right, thank you very much, Alan, you star. The Chris Moyle Show. Live from Germany. International Radio 1. It's 8:56. We'll do your TD Slink in 2 minutes' time, Dave.
Mega.
Fire and Better Do Better. I do like that little band, actually. Mm. I think they've got some good stuff going on. Anyway, that's why I'm going to fade it out with a minute. Let's go.
We haven't got time. Too busy.
Yeah. I like it so much, I'm not going to play anymore. If you want it, go and buy the album.
Yeah.
Right, Tedious Link, Dave, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, how do you get to today's glorious tedious from yesterday's glorious tedious Reverend Black Grape by the brilliant Black Grape?
The plural of black grape is black grapes, which are what vineyard owners use to make red wine. Red wine was a hit for UB40, who are named after an unemployment benefit form. Unemployment benefit is something you might get from the post office, as are stamps. Stamps are what you stick on your letters before you put them in the post. Post is delivered by the Royal Mail. A different type of mail is one of two sex options for you to choose from when filling in a form. Form is also a word associated with schools, which in turn is also a word associated with fish. Fish are caught using nets, while different types of nets are used on tennis courts. Tennis courts are where you might go with a tube of balls and a racket. Racket rhymes with jacket, which is what you'd see on the outside of a potato. Potato prints are fun to do and involve you carving shapes into a potato and then dipping it into paint before putting it on paper, obviously. And if you swap the P of paint for an S, you get Saints, as in All Saints, who were an all-girl group from the late 90s, which links us cleverly to this morning's Tedious Link classic. It is, of course, from All Saints, and it's their hit entitled Never Ever.
I love it when you pad.
I'm padding because I'm slightly early.
So basically, the Tedious Link today is Paints, Saints.
All Saints, you got it.
All right, here's All Paints then. Never, ever, ever, ever mix your paints. Mm.
Questions that I need. Yeah, hi, my name is Martin, and I am here in Germany supporting my team Mexico. And I want to say hi to Chris Moyles from Radio 1. And let's go, Mexico!
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, Chris Moyles. We're from Croatia, and we are here to support our, I don't know, man, our country. Yeah. And we hope that England will be in the final with us.
I don't know, man.
Brilliant. All Saints are Never Ever sounding brilliant.
Mm, brilliant.
I hope they get back together. There's some talk of them doing that.
It's a word on the street, isn't
Whose phone is buzzing?
Not mine.
Okay. There's a word of them getting back. Shaznagel's got a great voice. But it's that funny thing, that bit at the beginning, which has now become a classic, obviously, but just, you know, I don't question that I need to know how you help down. And I remember Simon Mayo playing this. Well, it was out on Radio
98,
One.
Wasn't it?
And he made a very good point, which is this.
A few questions that I need to know.
Right.
How you could ever hurt me so.
Actually, what she wants, once she's got the questions, she needs the answers. It's a few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so. No, that's, you got the question. You need the answer, love.
Questions answered.
God love them. Mind you, they've never been the sharpest, the Appleton sisters, have they?
Well, I don't know. That's perhaps harsh.
Fit, though.
Yeah.
And very, very sweet.
So good morning to you if you're listening.
You know, wouldn't that be nice for the Appleton sister? Well, I wouldn't, because I just said they're thick. But I didn't mean it. I was only joking. Yeah. I love them dearly. And Shaznay, the great voice. And the other one, who had really nice lips.
Melanie Blatt.
Mm. She had big lips. She did.
She did, but in a nice way. Sort of voluptuous lips.
Yeah. Shall I move on?
Yeah.
Yeah, OK. Seamless?
excuse me.
Oh, hello there.
Sorry, beg your pardon.
Do you want to have a cough?
Yeah, hang on.
OK.
Okay, I'm back now. Was it seamless? I think it was seamless, although some people are questioning my grape facts. And they're saying that perhaps black grapes don't make red wine, although I personally think that that is the truth, and so I'm sticking with that.
Right.
Fact.
Good. There you go. Right, let's enjoy some treasure hunt. Top time of the show, it's a bit where Dave's going to say...
Let's watch your moment for my
Doesn't work without the echo, does it?
I know, it's funny though. It's funny.
Are you finding those harder?
Yeah.
You do look like you're running out of breath.
I know, quicker. I don't know. Do you know, I think it might be the altitude, because we were saying this yesterday.
The altitude?
Well, listen, listen, bear with me. Is that we're having
a valley.
Right, we're having a conversation yesterday. Me and Asa, right, who is our sort of lucky after person, stroke trainer, stroke blah, 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 right? And he was asking me whether my chest has been tighter when I'm running here than it would ordinarily be, because he's found that he gets out of breath quicker. And we're trying to work out what that is.
Because it's fat.
That also seems to be the case with my rambling, because it's difficult.
Wow.
My chest has been tight when we're running.
Has it? Yeah. We could tell. It's that top.
Jocelyn, how's your chest?
Tight.
Yeah. I'm no doctor or anything like that, but if you want me to have a look at it for you, just let me know after the show.
All right.
All right, my darling.
Are you coming running with us today?
No, not with you.
Why not?
You slow me down. You know, I need to see, I run quick. I'm like the Zola Budd of Radio 1. In fact, we look similar. You just slow me down. Plus, you probably irritate me by talking about boring stuff halfway through the run.
So rude. How about if you swim with me, then? I can't talk when I swim.
I'd rather run with you than swim with you.
Really?
I ain't going anywhere near the swimming pool with you.
Why?
Because you're a big girl.
It'll just take me a while to get into the pool because it's cold. Once
Alad,
I'm in, I'll
Alad,
be fine.
Alad. Listen, we're men. Me, Reese, and Dave went for a swim yesterday. Now, you're saying that pool is ice cold.
No.
We just jumped in straight away.
It's been heated up the last
five
days.
It's not been heated. It's just the sun.
Oh.
Is someone logging on?
Someone restarting the computer.
Well, I'll jump in today. If it's warmer now. I'll jump in today.
Wasn't that, Dave? I was straight in, no messing around.
Well, you took about 15 minutes in fairness,
yeah,
but
yeah.
You did eventually lower your colossal...
I tell you what, I used the steps. There's a little swimming pool here, and it's ice cold. And I stood at the steps and put my feet in just past my ankles. And I'm like this. And Reese is going, it's all right when you get in it. Once you're in it, it's all right. Right, he's sitting on the side of the pool up to his knees. It's all right. So I go a bit further. Now, the difficult thing when you ease yourself into the water is getting past your divinas.
Mm.
Because when that water hits your divina McCall's...
They go up to your ears.
You know what I mean?
It's like the North Sea in there.
I find it's my belly that I'm very sensitive over.
And then as you keep lowering yourself in, it feels like your skin's being peeled off.
Mm.
Listen to us moaning about our swimming pool.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Today, though, we're planning to play British Bulldogs in the pool, provided that we have it to ourselves.
What does that mean?
It means we're going to play British Bulldogs, the game, in the pool.
Yeah, what's the game?
Is British Bulldogs?
You've never played that as a child?
No.
Right. To describe, someone in the middle, and everyone else has to run past him or her. When you get caught, you then you're a catcher and...
Kiss, kill and torture?
No.
You want to play that, Alan?
Did you do kiss chase when you...
Yeah.
Why don't you and Alan go for a swim together, and then we'll join you later.
I'm going off the whole swimming idea, full stop.
So, yesterday, how bad is this? It was really hot yesterday. We'd done all our work. It was kind of late in the afternoon. It was maybe about kind of like 3:45. So we decided that we're going to go for a swim. So we go in. Obviously, it takes me 15 minutes to get into the pool. But once we're in, it's all nice. Reese is in, Dave's in, Carrie turns up, Bart turns up. We got a little football and we start having a bit of a kind of like a, I don't know what sport you call it.
We were just throwing a ball around and doing headers and volleys and stuff.
And then, right, the only miserable German we've met since the people who run this place comes up. Well, like this.
And it's time to clean the pool.
He wants to clean the pool, so we had to get out.
It's 4:30. This guy's like hair flick.
4:30.
Right,
clean pool. Get out.
So they cleaned it at 8:00.
No, half four. And he closes it for 2 hours, just as we were getting into the swing of things.
So rude.
You know, completely ruining our fun in the sun.
Such a hard life, isn't it?
It's tough being us.
Yeah. I had to come back here and find something to do. But anyway. If you want to know more about the behind-the-scenes action that's going on here, go to the website and check out our blogs. And leave a comment on everyone's blog but Alad's.
Why?
Because yesterday you upset me when I went, oh, my God, look at that. I've had 45 comments on my blog, meaning I only wrote it, like, a few hours ago. And now, look, and Alad immediately goes, I've had 65.
You said it was a competition the other day.
Well, if it is... Go to Radio 1 online, go to the blogs on the Chris Moore's pages and leave a comment on my blog and not Alan's. And leave a comment which says, I love Chris, Alan is poo.
Or go on mine and say, I love you too.
Or don't go on either of those and put it on mine.
I want to hear the Footy USA fellas again.
Hey, my name is Matt.
And this is Charlie.
And we are here in Frankfurt, Germany, supporting the USA in the World Cup. Woo! 2006. Hello, Chris Moyles. We love you. USA. Woo! All the way.
I hate the way the Americans...
The campest Americans on the planet.
Why do they always have to say the city and then the country? Frankfurt, Germany, Paris, France. We know where they are.
USA, all the way.
Frankfurt, Germany.
You go there. Go, Eddie Lewis. Run like the wind.
Hello, I'm Yasmin, and I'm supporting Germany in the World Cup.
Yep.
And many, many greetings to Chris Moyle and everybody else.
Moyles.
And come on, Germany, we will win.
Shouldn't be deaf cow, it's Moyles. Sake. Right, we all wrapped up and done?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, check the website for daily photos and blogs from what's going on behind the scenes of the Chris Moore Show. More pool action later, read about it later. Meanwhile, Rachel!
Match is coming up today at 2 o'clock. It's Spain v Ukraine. 5 o'clock, Tunisia v Saudi Arabia. And 8 o'clock, Germany, Poland, which will be on BBC One. But we'll be watching it in the town square just down the road. That's about it for today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, my name is Matt.
And this is Charlie.
And we are here in Frankfurt, Germany, supporting the USA in the World Cup. Woo! 2006. Hello, Chris Moyles. We love you. USA.
Sounds like a 45-year-old black guy. He's a 19-year-old white dude from Paisley, and we met him at the big weekend in Dundee.
He actually opened the gates with me and Spoonie, and then we saw him first act on the main stage, and he was superb, apparently it was.
It's a good track. Mm. He's currently wrapping up his UK tour. Who wrote these notes on Paolo Nutini?
Jocelyn.
Yeah. Last night he was in Hull. Tomorrow he's in London. Brackets Metro.
Yes.
So there you go. You know everything. And he's going to be playing Tina Park in July. Paolo Nutini, Last Request, comes out next week on the 3rd of July.
Good record.
It's a good record. So beautiful. Sorry.
Boobie doobie boo.
What? No, I said beautiful, and then I went...
Oh, did you? Shooby-dooby-doo. I thought you were doing that.
And the sense of opinion around here is he's better than James Blunt.
Yeah.
Then again, I'd rather hear Danny McNamara sing than James Blunt.
Well, you know, they each have their own qualities.
Mm. Right, so...
What's that creaky door? Is that the toilet?
It's the fridge door.
Oh.
It's Allard opening his wallet. Have you bought anybody a drink yet since you got here?
No.
Tight get.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, and it's been noticed.
Yeah, I bought you a drink the other night. Yes. You never got us one back.
I bought you a drink as well.
We've only had, like, 4 drinks since we started paying for them.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's a big round...
Yeah, but hang on. Other people had to pay for that big round.
I know, and then when it comes round to me, I'll pay for everyone as well. Everyone's doing it one by one.
Alan sits at the end of the round because he knows that we're not going to have 10 rounds.
No.
It's true.
It's over a few days, not one night.
Why don't you tonight offer to buy everybody a drink?
Absolutely happy to do that.
Which is brilliant because we've got another competition winner coming out tonight. Mm-hmm. Who's coming out, Joss?
Rebecca and Matthew.
Rebecca won.
Yes.
And her boyfriend is Matthew, and she's bringing them out. They are coming to Germany tonight. They're going to be hanging out at the chalet with us, and then we're all going to go and watch the Trinidad Tobago game, obviously England, tomorrow.
Yes, in Nuremberg.
Chappers is going to be there hopefully tomorrow morning as well at the stadium, so he's going to have a little chat with us and tell us what the atmosphere is like.
It's true.
It's going to be good. Allard, as ever, isn't going to the game because he just doesn't care.
I care, I just not bothered.
It's kind of the same thing.
Sounds nicer.
And you may have heard, by the way, that we keep running these German ads. One of the German ads, by the way, has got a tiny little bit of music underneath it, and it's the theme tune to The Right Stuff on Channel 5 with Matthew Wright.
Is it?
Really?
I'm almost certain. Where are they?
Bank 10, bottom line.
Okay, all right. Let me, it's only a short one. No.
Nach Anpfiff Shopping in Ihrer Galeria Kaufhof. Täglich ab 15 Uhr zusätzlich 10% auf alle bereits reduzierten Artikel, ausgenommen Technik und Lebensmittel. Jetzt in Ihrer Galeria Kaufhof.
Ich freue mich drauf.
Just little jingles in the end make me laugh.
Nur noch bis Sonntag, 11. Juni. Internationale Pfingstmesse bei Möbelmaler in Boffingen.
Right, should we try and have a go translating one of these German ads?
Do you want me to help?
Yeah, we'll all do a bit each.
Das große Obi-Finale.
Something to do with Allard. No, that was there.
Das große Obi-Finale.
He never gets a round in.
Yeah, Allard never gets a round in.
Mit vielen Weltmeisterangeboten.
His wallet is cemented shut.
Gardena Schlauchwagen komplett set.
He's a complicated tight wad.
49.99.
He's going slightly bald. This is it. I'm sure. I'm sure that's the theme tune to the right stuff.
Das große Obi-Finale. Mit vielen Weltmeisterangeboten.
Tight.
Gardena Schlauchwagen.
Cement.
Ball patch. Obi. Genial. Am 18. Juni ist AOK Radsonntag. Rauf auf die Räder und los.
Yeah, that says drown him in the swimming pool this afternoon. Give him half a chance. I'm only joking, obviously. It says tomorrow afternoon then.
Take it back, take it back, take it back.
9:25. Already? Is it really? Jo Wiley's here at 10 o'clock this morning. Yesterday, she spent pretty much the entire morning with Dave Grohl, so she'll be as excited as a bag of kittens later on today. Here, Jo, on the radio from 10 this morning.
Everybody look at me, me. I walk in the door, you start screaming.
You know, I'm going to say that. I didn't mean to say she'll be as excited as a bag of kittens.
It's a bag of a bag of kittens, obviously.
She'll be as excited as a load of kittens with a ball of wool. Mm. There you go. That's better.
Not in a bag.
No.
On the floor.
And by the way, if any kids listen, don't put kittens in a bag. The kittens don't like it, okay?
Let them jump and play and be free.
Yeah, be free. Give them some wool instead. Don't give them a bag. Right, thank you. Flan eater is the parody we could do with that. I'm a flan eater. Give me cake, please. Give me flan, please.
I'm a big fan of flan. It's like quiche, isn't it?
And it rhymes with man.
Hello.
Hello?
Do you like flan?
I do. I was just going to say, sorry to butt in, I've been sent cake by someone who feels sorry for me that I'm not in Germany.
Oh.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, thank you to the people.
That's really nice. Are you going to eat it?
Yeah.
Because you don't actually know what's in it.
I'm going to, eat it sort of off-air.
They might have put stuff in it.
I'll eat it off-air in case it has sort of stuff in it. What? And what was that?
What? Go on. What was what?
What's what?
What's what?
Somebody's talking to me in my ear and I can't understand who it is.
Sorry, it was me.
Who's that?
What's going on? Mikey. I've had some cake already.
I was just wondering if he was going to share it, that's all.
Ah. And are you going to share with Mikey?
No, not now, because you really put me off. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I might give you some, Mikey.
Thanks for joining in on this link, Dominic. I've got to say, you really do add to the show.
Sorry, I kind of... I'll go, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. I've written some new lyrics, Dave.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Will you let me know what you think?
Okay.
It's only four lines.
Is it Oi Oi's?
Yeah. Oi, 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 oi. Allard is tight, it really does annoy. Never gets around or spends his cash. Buys a drink or we'll kick you in the ass.
Nice start.
Yeah.
That's good.
Going like
that.
Somewhere.
Very good. Yeah.
Dominic, are you a big fan of that?
I like that a lot. Yeah.
Hey, Dominic, I've just been sent some cake.
If Mikey didn't talk to me, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, which why was Mikey's fault? He's not a trained broadcaster what we is on that.
Sure.
Mikey?
Yeah.
Stay quiet, will you, please?
Sorry.
Pipe down.
Sake, man. He said desperate to get on the air. You make Allard look normal. Right, Eminem and Jack Johnson coming up for the last half hour live from Germany this morning. Let's get some news from Dominic in London. Sport from Carrie in Germany. It's 9:31.
The early release of Prisoners. Later.
Beep, beep. New and improved. One more travel with fabulous Dominic.
The last one road travel of the morning comes from Brookfield Gardens, which is in Ahogel. Ahogel.
Hi, I'm Susan Murphy.
Susan Murphy says there's not much going on in Brookfield's garden at the moment. Susan loves cooking Chinese food and is a massive fan of jet skiing, just like myself.
And it's goodbye from me.
More one road travel tomorrow.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic.
It's now 9:35.
She loves Chinese, cooking Chinese food and jet skiing.
Yeah.
Not at the same time, though. Hey, Dominic, we've just been sent some cake.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like cake?
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. This is the Chris Miles World Cup song.
This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Chris Miles World Cup song. This is the Chris
Miles World Cup song. This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Chris Miles World Cup song.
Oi, 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 oi. Alan is tight, it really does annoy. Never gets around or spends his cash. Buys a drink, oh, we'll kick you in the ass. German lager is really, really nice. Drink it cold with a spoonful of ice. It's got a funny name that none of us have heard. It isn't called Tetley's or even Carlsberg. It's, I tell you, it's,
that's good.
Thank you. That's the only thing about this is drinking the beer here. And I'm not complaining, the beer here is it's all got really funny names that you can't pronounce.
Yeah.
So you end up saying beer, right?
Yeah.
So, like I just said, right, you go, like Dave and I go into the pub, right?
Mm.
And Dave's having a bitter, I'm having a lager.
Sure.
Pack of Tetley's, pack of Carlsberg, please.
Something like that.
Yum, yum, very nice. Whereas here, because we can't pronounce the name, all you end up doing is looking at the barman going, beer? And you feel a bit of an idiot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not too bad with pills, though. They seem to understand that one, don't they?
Yeah. That's a type of lager as well.
Yeah.
Pills?
Pills.
Beer? Pills? You know, I mean, I don't think it's right that Reese has stood in the town square shouting at the top of his voice, pills, 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 you know.
Twisting his melon at the same time.
He's got a melon in one hand.
Mm.
He's got a bottle of beer in the other hand. He's dancing around.
It's tough, though, isn't it? If you got, you know, you can't pronounce the name of the beer and your
beer?
Swimming pool's slightly too cold. Seriously, everyone in the UK's gutted for you.
It's tough being us, Dominic. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Did you read my blog yesterday?
Yeah, I did. It's very good.
Right, which the headline should have been, justification that we're working really hard whilst out here in paradise. But it is true, we are working. I mean, yesterday was actually our first kind of day to relax.
Play day.
We got out here Thursday night, so Tuesday was the first time we could actually, you know, chill out a little bit.
Sure.
But today, and again, oh, by the way, I wrote another 2,000 words in my book yesterday.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I only have 29,000 words left to write.
What's the deadline now? Because you tend to be pushed back, doesn't
no,
it?
No, you said it straight away. The deadline is now.
Okay.
The deadline was meant to be... They said, Claire, who's my editor, said, is there any chance we can have a copy of all the words before you go to Germany?
Just like Jocelyn.
I said, Jocelyn, what are you doing here? She goes, I work everywhere. Wherever someone needs tea, you will find me.
Are you still planning to sack your editor if she doesn't like everything that you've written?
Well, this is the problem, because if she doesn't like certain chunks of it, I will have to rewrite it, and I'm struggling as it enough to write what I need to. But I told you the story when I gave her half the book, right? And she went through it, and what she does is she makes notes on it. So she'll circle a paragraph and go, this is quite good, you could extend this a little bit, actually, because it's quite a decent story, or this is a little bit too technical, I don't know what a segue is, or a cart machine, or whatever. And she puts a couple of spelling mistakes or grammar mistakes, which all gets tidied up afterwards, you know. So, however, I sent her the first 35,000 words, and she sent me back her notes, with scribbles everywhere. The first thing she circled was the fact that I spelt her name wrong. And I'm like, what an ego you've got. And she's going, well, no, but if you're going to write about me in the book, which is very nice.
Spell it right.
Spell it right. So, anyway, that's Claire. That's Claire Kingston for you.
Why can't it be shorter, and then you could just reduce the price when it comes out?
Or do pamphlet form and publish many of them throughout the year.
Or bigger
Whose
typeface.
Phone is that? Is that mine right behind you, Reese? No, right behind you, behind the couch. That might be my phone, sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
Is it made up, Josh?
You know, like a church newsletter type thing.
Well, I did say, look, the more photos I put in, the less words I have to write.
That's
correct.
True.
And she said, no, you still have to write 70,000 words.
Who's going to count them?
The people who at Ebury Publishing, who we've signed the contract with.
Oh, I see. I'm with you.
I think, by the way, there's a contract... Because I haven't signed a contract.
Wouldn't they prefer 50,000 good words than 70,000 not-so-good words,
whoa,
though?
Whoa, back up there, Sparky. What are you trying to say?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm sure it'll be quality.
Are you incinerating something?
I'm not incinerating anything.
Because there's a terrible burning smell.
But if, you know, if you're struggling, not that you are, but if you're struggling with 70,000 words, would they not prefer... What I'm saying is, would they not prefer quality rather than quantity?
No, it is quality, but what they're getting is indeed both. It's a bargain. And with my book, you get quality and indeed quantity and photos.
That's nice.
And photos of me as a child, photos of me growing up, photos of me now. It's all, I mean, if you don't like me, I'm telling you now, don't waste your money on buying this book.
It's mainly just about
it's
you,
it's all
isn't
about
it?
Me.
Mm.
Will there be any photos of your current facial hair? Bearing in mind, Dominic, you can't see this, obviously, because
no.
you're in London and we're in Germany. But yesterday, Chris shaved off his beard and has left a handlebar moustache. You know when he put that hard hat on in the studio and he looked like Bob the Pervert Builder?
My name is Earl.
Yeah. Well, brilliant. He's got that again.
Fantastic. I think it's a good look. It'll indeed...
He looked quite German last night in the square.
Yeah, thank you very
Mixed
much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to go. Reese wants me to keep it for the rest of the tournament. And Rachel wants me to keep it until the, until the end as well. But I think it might go today.
It only works if you do a slight cross-eye look thing when you're talking to people, though.
You can see half of it on the picture online.
Okay,
picture
cool.
of you and Chappers, Chris.
There you go. Oh, dear. I'll tell you what, I'll take one more picture before I shave it off.
Mm.
All right?
I think you should.
Okay. Did you enjoy Alan's guide to Poland earlier?
I loved it.
Yeah. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, I would.
Now it's time for Aled's Guide to the World Cup Nations. Today,
Poland. The country of Poland is in Europe somewhere between Germany, Czechoslovakia and Russia, and used to be behind the Iron Curtain under communist rule before all that stuff was abolished. These days, it's actually nothing like as backward as you might think, and even joined the European Union a couple of years ago, which is why you see a lot more Polish cars over here and more Polish people looking for work. In fact, my friend's cleaner is Polish, I think. Did you know that polar bears originated in Poland and were originally called Poland bears before the name was abbreviated over time as they moved north to escape communism? The currency in Poland is called the zloty, which may sound stupid, but is actually legal tender and accepted in shops and restaurants all over the country. They've got some half-decent players who are familiar to a British audience, such as goalkeeper Zdzisław Dudek, who sits on the bench at Liverpool, and some other guys. And on their day, are capable of beating anybody. So, who knows what this tournament holds in store for them? I, for one, wouldn't write them off, and will be interested to see what sort of fight they put up, as I'm sure they'll all be fired up on a hearty dinner of potato stew, or whatever they eat. Watch this space, Polski fans. So, there you have it. A little introduction to the country we know as Poland. And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.
Please don't go away. I just walked headfirst into an Allard situation.
How?
Well, he's just played the two records.
Please don't go away.
So he's been sitting in the seat for the last 8 minutes. And then I come and sit back on the seat. And I said to him, your ass is hot.
Is this how it's supposed to be?
To which she replied, oh, why, thank you very much.
Mm.
I didn't mean it like that.
Didn't you?
No.
What did you mean?
You have a hot bottom. No, I don't mean it like that either. No. I mean that your bum feels warm. No! No! The seat now is warm.
Right.
Right.
Do you think my ass is hot?
I don't know, Dave. No, I don't know.
Sit in Dave's seat. Have a look.
Have a look. No, I don't want... It's not a... Doesn't matter.
You sit over here if you want.
No, you're fine. Thank you very much. Joe Wiley, yesterday... There's a picture online on the website of Joe Wiley and Dave Grohl. She loves him, doesn't she? Is Dave Grohl on her allowed list?
I don't know. I would imagine so.
Because Joe Wiley's husband's got to know, hasn't he? He's got to let her have.
The picture is of Dave Grohl giving Joe a cuddle, and she's looking up over her shoulder, longingly and wantingly into the eyes of the Grohlmeister.
Dreamy, dreamy into his eyes. Oh, Dave, oh, I wish I was Joe Grohl. Oh, well, it's not a great name, is it?
Joe Grohl.
Joe Wiley's a better name, isn't it?
Joe Wiley's a lovely name.
You know, Wiley's not her real name.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Blogs.
Speaking of which, by the way...
Hey, that was a clever link, wasn't it? Just promoting the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1, radio1online.
Online Matt has just taken a photo of me with my name... With my name is Earl moustache. It's a handlebar moustache. Because it's getting shaved off today.
Is it?
Yes.
I quite like it.
Sorry. Well, you grow one then.
I can't.
See you in 16 years.
That's the problem. I can't.
Bum fluff boy.
Can't grow a moustache.
Carry on, teacher. So, what...
I don't have a moustache!
All right, it's more of a beard. I'm only joking, Carrie. Of course you don't. Although, seriously, you've got to shave under them armpits. You are looking very local.
You look a bit like Nina from 99 Red Balloons.
Oh, 99 Love Balloons.
The lady that served me in the baker's store had
a tash.
Oh, they love it. They love it here.
Didn't even try and trim or anything.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, God, I'm not even winning them donuts now.
It's considered a delicacy in Germany.
It's not. That's gross. It's engrossing. Whatever the hell. Anyway, right, we're wrapping up and getting out of here. Who's our pundit tomorrow, Rachel?
Garth Crooks,
famous Experts legend.
Country and Western singer.
Country and Western singer will be on the show tomorrow. Badil and Skinner were meant to be on. They're not coming on now because they're busy. Wow, 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 wow. Wine, wine, wine. Moan, moan. Whinge, whinge. So instead, Alan will play the part of David Badil and Rachel will play the part of Frank Skinner. We'll reenact what the interview would have gone like tomorrow on the show. How are you, David?
Mm.
Yeah. Are you enjoying being out in Germany?
Right.
Yeah. And are you enjoying being with us today?
Mm-hmm.
Right, brilliant. I think that'll sound good.
You've got a ridiculous accent like Frank Skinner as well, Rachel.
All right, Chris.
All right, Frank. I've got to say, I think this is my favourite ever Lost Prophets track.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah. Rooftops, it's out next week. It's a corker. I love it. Really, really good. Right, so there you go. Thanks for listening to the show today. So Garth Crooks on the show tomorrow, talking about the World Cup here in Germany. And we will recreate or reenact the Frank Skinner and David Badil interview, which won't happen because they're too busy. Anyway, Beautiful Joe Wiley is next. By the way, as of today, Joe Wiley's name is now Joe Grohl. Mrs. Dave Grohl. Coming up. Dave, tell me, how do you stay so beautiful and sexy? Huh? How do you stay so gorgeous? Mm, you're beautiful. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, don't do that breathing thing. That's disgusting. You're just jealous because he hasn't been on your show, ever. He's met your mum and not you.
I've never met him. Does he even know who I am?
Probably not. I don't think so. Listen, having listened to birthing stories yesterday, you know, not really.
Are you the only woman on the planet who has somehow managed to rope Dave Grohl into a half-hour fashion feature with the words...
She was loving it.
With the words, and, I, you know, it's not quoted, but, you know, it's something on the lines of, we could give you a makeover, Dave.
You know?
Did you make him over?
No, nobody made him over
did
at all.
Did he make you over?
No, he didn't make me
right,
over at
okay.
all. No, none of that happened
is,
at all.
Has your husband... Are you allowed? Is he on your allowed list? Dave Grohl.
But you know my husband. You know how gorgeous my husband is.
Yeah, but you think Dave Grohl is dishy. It's clear for all to see.
Yeah, does anyone disagree that's listening to the show? He's all right. We've known for a very long time. Sam loves him.
Joe, you fancy Dave Grohl, correct?
He's all right.
You fancy him?
He's all right.
If he said to you, listen, I'm staying at a hotel. Why don't you come for a few drinks? You go for a few drinks, right? And then if he said, listen, why do you come upstairs with
me,
Joe?
Get out of here.
You would.
Take that, yes.
Yeah. Well, she did with Bono in Dublin, anyway, didn't she? A few drinks, I mean, that's all I meant.
Mini Bar. /radio.